Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats and we'll get started. Good evening, everybody. This is Camille Forte, and of course I have in the studio with me my number one wingman, my partner in crime, my Clyde to my Bonnie. That's your cue, Mike.
Oh, my bad. Cock-a-doodle, what the hell are you talking about?
tonight's, we're going to make it short, but sweet, meaningful, but funny. So stick with us for a few minutes. This one is what I call social customer service, branding, and that awkward dream in your underwear.
That happens to me every night. But in my defense, I sleep in my underwear.
You know, this is a business podcast, right, Mike?
I gotta just be keeping it honest, dude.
All right. So the point here, you know, it's especially more important than ever, I believe, with the holidays. We're right on the heels of the holidays. So, talk about fast approaching. Just a couple days until those of us in the U.S. are cutting some turkey. And for the rest of the world, it's... In a lot of places, for most people, it's one type of holiday or another. One thing that we know for a fact in the U.S. is that an enormous part of any business's revenue comes from the holidays. And so that's why I feel that this is more important than any other time to bring up. And that is that in today's social age, this digital age where social media is not a few platforms and apps, it's actually the state of the internet itself, branding, social customer service and branding. And it's so important now that everyone's ramping up for the holidays. And so... I wanted to, first pass along a quote. Someone recently told me that branding is what you promise your customers. Your brand is what you actually deliver. When I first heard this, I thought, huh? You know, is there really a difference there? But if you give it some thought, there is a big difference. So your branding, what you advertise, your slogan, your catchphrase, the transformative experience that you promise if people use your products and whatnot. But the brand is what happens when people actually buy from you and engage and the service that they come to expect from that. And in the digital age, we are all in that dream. This includes you, Mike, where we are standing in our underwear because everything is transparent. Whether it's a live chat on your website, whether it's a negative review on your Facebook page or Yelp, or the options are endless, so I'm not going to ramble about them. I want to give a couple of examples that I hope will really sink in and you can take back to the boardroom or the office or home, whatever, and just, make it useful. So, a couple of good examples. It was earlier this year, I went to Wawa. Some of you may say, what did she just say? Wawa is a convenience store in the northeast of the U.S. God bless it. It's most of them are 24/7. They're open 24 hours. And if you were trapped in a Wawa, you could probably survive indefinitely. They have just about anything and everything that you could possibly need. And we here in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, New York's, they have some other options also, but we pretty much depend on Wawa very heavily. And I went there with a coupon, and long story short, the cashier did not recognize the coupon, wasn't sure how to ring it up, told me that pardon me, he would give me the discount this time, but he told me next time, please go to 7-Eleven or somewhere else to use your coupon. Now, this is nothing derogatory towards 7-Eleven. Some people prefer Sev, and that's okay. That's what we used to call it in college, Sev. But the point is, folks, I don't care what you do. I don't care what your business is, what you sell, what you provide, what you teach. Don't ever knowingly, willingly, and deliberately send your business to your competition. That is a scar that you will leave on your branding that you will never get rid of. And you will never get out of your underwear standing in front of the crowd in that case. Well, I contacted Wawa on their Facebook page, believe it or not. And I also contacted them on their website. Well, Wawa was so on the ball. They were appalled to hear this. And before I even had the chance to get upset, they asked me for my home address, told me they were sending me a special gift, wanted to make it up to me, told me that they were personally going to go to that local Wawa and retrain the employees on how to properly accept coupons per Wawa's policy. Complete and utter resolution. Another example. As a woman, yes, I wear makeup. That is not the point of conversation here. Some women do, some women don't. That's irrelevant. I do. I like to buy it from Ulta.com. Well, I ordered some makeup over the summer, and of course, New Jersey, it's kind of like a sauna. It's pretty hot, it's humid, it's sticky. And so when a couple of lipsticks arrived, the actual lipstick itself had come out of the tube and was all squished up against the cap. Once again, I sent Ulta a message on Facebook, a polite message. There was no need to get out of pocket, you know. And before I had even ended the conversation, just by giving them my order number, I saw an email pop up in my Gmail, the account that I used to order, that another lipstick had already been ordered and shipped and was on its way, or about to be shipped, I should say. And I had jumped the gun. I looked again in the box, and the other lipstick that I had bought was in the same condition. Now, of course, I should have checked both. Neither here nor there. Point is, I then see another email that says first order was canceled. New order is placed and is about to be rush shipped with two replacements for those lipsticks, and they were on their way to me already. My point, Wawa and Ulta.com pretty much now have my loyalty for life, unless they screw something up, you know, just remarkably so. And even then, I'm sure that they would probably resolve it. And I'd like to, you know, interject there. I mentioned resolve it. The transparency part. We are in the digital age, the social age, where everyone is doing business in that awkward dream where you're standing in your underwear, because no one has anywhere to hide. In the social commerce age, in the digital world, no one has any place to hide. Everything is public knowledge. Everything is fair game. And so the point is, reputation management, don't ever ignore a complaint. Don't ever, you know, try to gloss over or hide or just refute these bad reviews, because they're public. If one person sees a negative review, that could deter up to 9 other people from making a purchase with you. And you want to talk demographically? Women are 3 times as likely to share the experience they had with others. So You don't want to destroy your word of mouth marketing, and you don't want to destroy your reputation. So don't ignore negativity. Take it as an opportunity. That comment or review, if it was left publicly, you need to take that as your chance to step in and make it better, and instead show the rest of the world or whoever's looking at your page or your company or your brand, show them how well you resolve issues with your customers. Now, of course, there is no bread without butter or vice versa, whatever.
Peanut butter without jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. So,
I'm no burger.
I'm a vegetarian.
That's why I said it.
Well, see, this is why I keep them with me in the studio. It just wouldn't be the same if I didn't have an au contraire story to share with you as well. So Michael and I recently attended a conference. Michael has for many years now been the king of reviews in a lot of different ways. And we were starting to do some reviews on photography equipment and some other items, professional reviews for branding and things like that. And we had offered to do a review for a young new company for one of their products. And when we corresponded with them via online chat, we were very rude. We were spoken to very rudely. We were told that our approach sucked. That's verbatim. Our approach sucked. And the person said, stick with blank. And what goes in the blank is the number one, the biggest, most well-known brand of competition for that up-and-coming company for whom we were going to do a glowing, great review. And with us, you know, having such ties to a big chunk of the local, well, not even local, I'd say national, I guess, photographic market, you know, our word of mouth, and I'm not tooting our horn or anything like that, but it's word of mouth marketing. And had we done a glowing review for this product, I can guarantee you that a lot of photographers would have gone out and said, hey, let me try this. You know, it's not a huge investment, but there is an alternative now to that big brand that was in the blank that I mentioned. But because on the live chat, the guy just really insulted the living heck out of us and told us to go to his biggest competition, not only is he not, as a CEO, going to get a review, but, you know, people are being tainted. And unfortunately, you know, I have to pass the mic because, unfortunately, it seems we're not the only ones.
That's very true, Camille. I actually spoke to a fellow colleague today, and, you know, she brought it up in passing. She was like, hey, you know, I had this product. Again, we're not going to give this douche, you know, any type of, you know, press or any type of credibility here because he doesn't deserve anything. And she actually had a product from this company that went bad within the first 90 days, need I remind you. And she contacted their support, which they state that they guarantee, you know, lifetime, you know, warranty. And the answer they gave back to her was it was user error. And she was very just perplexed by this, saying, like, why? This is actually defective. It's not my error. It is a default in production. And they told her it's user error. It's your fault and your problem. And they hung up on her.
Wow.
And like how Camille was stating, and I'll reiterate for her, you know, I'll make it very simple. It's this. Is it going to cost you as a business owner to make that customer happy. You know, they say the customer is always right, and I agree with Camille. But you got to think of it this way. If it's going to cost you less than pennies on a dollar to replace something for someone, is it worth just pennies on a dollar to earn that loyalty with that customer and have that good word of mouth go out for your business, just like how Camille stated?
And as I mentioned, females are three times as likely to go out and spread knowledge of the experience they had. And Michael's friend was a female, and obviously...
Oh, yes.
She came and told us.
She went and complained verbatim. She went on her Facebook page. She went on Twitter. She actually tagged and posted this company on there.
Oh, wow.
She was fuming. And from the last I spoke with her, she actually is going to go to their competition. And from what I also heard, her competition said that they're willing to replace her broken filter from the old company with one of theirs in exchange for her to show the difference.
Oh, folks, I have to raise my hand here. See that? That is an that if this were football, that would be an interception. Mm-hmm. That company, that big brand competition, by insulting her, by telling her it was your problem, it was a user, you know, it was your fault, it was not a defect in production, they gave their competition an opportunity to make themselves look nothing less than stellar. It's just insane. And it because what baffles me is that the retail value of this product, retail,
it's pennies on the dollar,
$25. So if you can imagine what the cost, you know, of production, the CODB, cost of doing business, cost of goods sold, whatever, what, maybe a couple bucks at most?
Yeah.
And rather than make this photographer happy and replace the product, because again, they're just out of the gate, they're growing, they're, well, I don't know if they're growing or not, but they're just out of the gate, brand new, you know, name on the supplier market. But you know, this, and in fact, someone even sent me a message on Instagram about the same issue. So it seems that they got a shovel in their hands, and you know, they're really trying to dig their own hole. But you know, I want to point something out really quick. I was asking something from Wawa, and they made me very, very happy. They went above and beyond. I was asking something of Ulta. .com. They went above and beyond, and they got my loyalty. With this third company that we just mentioned, we were offering something to them that could have helped boost and grow their brand at a time when they need it more than ever, and they shot it down and just kicked it. And might get colorful here because you know what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to keep it PC, but I'll, you know, help end this conversation with this. A voice in the wind is just a voice. But if that voice encourages others, it becomes louder. And when that voice gets louder, it becomes a roar. Do you want your company to be a roar or a whisper in the wind?
Wow, Mike, I could not have said it better myself.
That's why I said it.
That's funny. No, that was so well put, and it's so appropriate for the situation. So as the holidays approach, folks, remember, it's not all about your profit margin. It's not all about the short-term pennies. It's about long-term loyalty, customer lifetime value. It's about your brand. Remember, there is nowhere to hide anymore. I go into a little bit more detail on the blog, which you'll find on my website, of the same dazzling title, Social Customer Service, Branding, and That Awkward Dream Where You're in Your Underwear. But there is no place to hide anymore. Everything, even if it's not publicly posted on a Facebook page, look at how quickly word is spreading about this third example's poor customer service and poor, you know, the brand is what you deliver. Branding is what you promise. Brand is what you actually deliver. Well, the negative word of mouth about their actual brand is spreading, and it's spreading fast. And I have a feeling that their competition is going to remain on top. They're going to stay the big dog in that particular niche. So that's pretty much it, folks. You know, when you're headed into the holidays, remember that this isn't just your strongest selling time, it's your strongest branding time. Be smart with that branding time. It may even be more important than your profit margins. You know, this is about the future of your business.
Well said, Camille. And for everyone out there that was listening, thank you for attending the podcast. And again, have a great and safe holiday.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time. And if you're celebrating Turkey Day, gobble, gobble.